in the not-too-distant future, 3 billion light-years from downtown Bluffington.
This is our last chance to save the people of Grimlaw 5 from the chipmunk people, Lieutenant. Race tells me you're a really hot-shot fighter pilot. I have to take his word. The fate of the universe rests on the success of this mission.
I'll do my best, Commander. There's only one thing I need to do first.
What's that, Lieutenant?
My homework. That's me. Hey! Dear Journal, it was the most typical day ever. Little did I know I was about to have a rendezvous with destiny. I was about to become a 10,000th customer.
Congratulations, young man! You're a winner!
They gave me the latest in video games, Super Pretendo. Skeeter and I set it up. Let's see. Connect the connector cable A to cable connection terminal Q.
Do you think any of these are important?
Well, here goes nothing. It came with the latest game, Space Monks.
Go get 'em, Doug!
Before long, I was suited up for my first flight. Disaster. I died.
My turn.
I barely got out of the station. We got better, though. Watch your power. Easy on the clutch. Wait for him. Now. Now. Whoa. Stop behind you. Steady. Wait for it. Zap him. Come on, my turn. It was so cool. I couldn't stop. I was hooked. It was a typical operation. Mop up 12 or 13 nutsuckers, boom, boom, boom. Then back home for a few low-gravity buddy bars.
Chipmunks incoming. Auto-targeting engaged. Range 30,000 meters and closing.
Hang on, they're coming in. All right, let's park.
Incoming report, sir.
Lock on visual computer. Doug,
can you tell us the answer to the question?
Huh? Oh, the governor?
The governor clogs up the Noodle River?
Oh, brother, what an idiot!
Back on target.
Doug, did you do your reading assignment?
I guess not.
Well, just remember, your report on silt is due Monday. Connie, perhaps you can tell us.
Silt?
Yes, that's correct. After a rainstorm...
It wasn't that I didn't want to hear what Mrs. Wingo had to say about rivers, but it was hard to concentrate knowing there were 14 very bad chipmunks waiting at home to vaporize me.
Good job mopping up those scouts, Funny. I've sent notice to Fleet Command that you're being promoted to Major.
Thank you, sir.
I only have one thing to tell you before you head out there to take on the rest of the Space Monk forces.
Sweet, so would I. Yet I should kill you with much jealousy. Good night. Good night.
Judy.
Parting is such a sweet sorrow.
Shake
that I should say goodnight till it's immoral.
But
silence! It's okay, Doug. I need to work on my report anyway. I've only got a few pages written. How's yours going?
Oh, I have a few pages.
Cool, man. Well, I'll come by this weekend when I finish. See ya.
The thing I didn't tell Skeeter was that my few pages were all blank. I decided I'd better get started. Silt, A report by Doug Funny. Silt is... Huh? Why was this so hard? For some reason, I was having trouble concentrating. And that night, I couldn't sleep.
It's good to see you back, Major. Now that you're rested up, it's time to go after the Chipmunk Mothership.
The Chipmunk Mothership? Man? Just once more. I guess I stayed up later than I meant to. Man, it was the longest school day of my life. Finally, 87 hours later, school was over. I had the whole weekend ahead of me to play the game.
Doug?
Oh, hey, Patty.
Is something the matter?
Oh, I know. I was just up late.
Well, I was just going to say, if you want to go to the library and study with me this weekend. Doug, are you listening?
Oh, sure. That sounds great, Patty. I'll see you later. With those famous last words, my lost weekend started. Yes! I completely lost track of time. At one point, a skeeter came over.
You're really playing this game a lot, aren't you, Doug? Can I play?
No. Well, okay. Well, just one more, and then you.
Oh.
Every time I looked at my report, it became harder and harder to get it done. But I was getting closer and closer to the Chipmunk Mothership every second. Then finally, Sunday night, I had a breakthrough. I destroyed the Chipmunk Mothership. I won the game. I won! I did it! I won, Pork Chop! The end. The game was over. Suddenly, there was nothing left to do but my report. The weekend was almost over, and all I had written so far was, Silt is. How could I possibly finish it in time? What? 10 o'clock. I'm late. By the time I got to school, everybody was already in class. Plus, my paper wasn't quite finished. What could I do? Mrs. Wingo would kill me if I came in with no paper. How did I get in this mess? I could just see what was going to happen to me if this kept up.
Oh, please, mister.
You got to help a guy. Just one more game. Come on. Give me a break, will you?
Sorry, pal. You've had enough.
Oh, but...
Hey, you heard me. Beat it.
What?
I had just about decided to go home when I saw Mr. Bone.
Whoop. Good morning, Valentine.
Hey, Mr. Bone.
Peter.
Hey, Doug. What you doing in the trash?
Hide, quick.
Cool. What are we hiding from?
Mr. Bone.
Oh, yeah, right.
The truth is,
I'm totally messed up, Skeet. You better just forget about me and go on to class.
Oh, okay, Doug. Only...
Only what?
I never go to class on the weekend.
The week... What? You mean today is...
Sunday!
Oh, Skeeter, this is great. It's not Monday. Patty, I'm supposed to get with Patty. Oh, Skeet, I gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, this is great. Thanks, man! So I was saved. I got my report done, and I decided when I got home, I was gonna put the game away. But I couldn't get near it. Have you ever wondered why stuff happens, when it happens, and why it happens to who it happens to? I mean, did you ever wonder if maybe stuff happens for a reason? Wow! Cool hat, man! It just showed up out of nowhere. I wonder whose it is.
Finders keepers, Doug. It's yours now.
Nah, I look stupid in hats. My head's a weird shape.
At least try it on, Doug.
Hey, it fits. How do I look? Looks like I got myself a new hat.
Uh-oh, that hat's bad luck, man.
Hey, look at this. I just found the one Sky Davis trading card missing from my collection. All right! That's me. Hey!
Gee, Doug, your very own lucky hat. You're lucky, man.
It's not a lucky hat, Skeeter. It's just a hat. I don't believe in stuff like that.
Well, what about finding that Sky Davis card?
It was just a coincidence.
Yeah, right.
It's just a hat, Skeeter. Sure, it's a cool hat, a really neat, worn-in, comfortable hat, but still, just a hat.
That was Hey Fatso, Get Off My Foot by Larry and the Lard Butts.
I love that song.
Cherry Plop, big music contest.
Turn it up, Doug. We might win.
Hey, listen up, Beats fans. I've got one autographed CD, the Beats' latest for lucky caller number 23.
Get the phone, man. Let's give it a shot, huh?
Come on, Skeeter. We'll never get through. Okay, but you know it's going to be busy. Huh?
Hello, K-Bluff. Congratulations, you're our 23rd caller.
I won?
Yeah! Oh, lucky 23!
I'm a winner. What? Doug Funny, 21 Jumbo Street. I'm a winner!
I'm telling you, Doug, that's one lucky hat!
Skeeter...
Sorry to interrupt, Douglas, but while I was sorting the laundry... I found these.
My Smash Adams triple 3D X-ray glasses. I've been looking everywhere for these.
Lucky I found them before I did the wash, or they'd be history.
The hat?
The hat.
Skeeter was right about one thing. Ever since I found my hat, things were going my way. Who knew what this could lead to?
We're all anxiously awaiting the inauguration speech from the world's first rock guitar-playing president. I think he's about to begin. They say President Funny's entire life was changed the day he found the new symbol of our beloved country, his hat.
My fellow citizens, I wish to thank you all with this special guitar solo.
Hamlet!
Huh?
Hamlet! Oh, I don't know where he could be. I mean,
He was just right here.
Hamlet!
Patty, what's wrong?
It's my guinea pig, Hamlet. I brought him to school today and he got away from me. I don't know where he could be. I've looked everywhere. So much for my report on how guinea pigs help the ozone layer.
Don't worry, Patty. We'll help you find him.
Yoo-hoo, Hamlet!
Hamlet!
Where you are thou, Hamlet?
Hamlet!
Hey, see my hat! Come back here!
Sulfur, steak, potatoes, rain salad.
My hat! Hamlet!
It's alive! Woo! Hamlet!
The lucky hat strikes again!
I'm so glad you're safe. Now don't do that again, running away from me like that. Oh, Doug, I don't know how I'll ever be able to thank you enough. You are so great!
I was just helping out.
Come on, Hamlet. We're going back to Mr. Ogie's class. Thanks again, guys!
Your lucky hat is batting 1,000, Doug. If I were you, I'd chain that thing to my head.
It's hard to believe, Skeet, but it looks like this hat is bringing me good luck.
Yeah, you got it, bit. Since you found it, everything's been going your way.
Lucky hat, huh? Maybe it's time for Funny's luck to change.
It's totally amazing, Porkchop. Well, how can an ordinary, no-big-deal hat make a guy lucky anyway?
Ooh.
I mean, is it lucky because I believe it's lucky, or because it really is a lucky hat? And if it is such a lucky hat, how come the last kid who had it lost it?
Ooh.
One thing was certain. I knew that I was lucky with the hat. So why take a chance that I'd be unlucky without it? Faced with those facts, I made the only choice I could. I'd simply never take my hat off again. Wherever I went, my hat came too. And the crazy thing was, the more I wore my hat, the luckier I seemed to get. Huh? All right.
Ooh, yes. I got it!
Huh? I love this hat.
Excuse me, Doug, but I've been meaning to ask you something.
Lucky hat time. She's probably going to ask you to the spring carnival.
What is it, Patty?
Well, this may sound kind of forward of me, but...
Yeah?
Why are you always wearing that hat?
Huh? Well, I couldn't tell her the truth. Well, how could she possibly understand the wonders of an actual, real-life lucky hat? Well, it's just a special hat, that's all.
I couldn't help but notice that you never take it off. Is it a bad haircut under there, or what?
Careful with the hat, Patty. It's lucky.
Lucky? Is that it, Doug? You think your hat is bringing you luck?
Me? Uh-uh, not me. No way.
Then you don't mind if I borrow it, do you?
Hey, man.
Oh, brother.
Knock it off, Funny. You just said you don't think a hat could be lucky. Prove it.
Come on, Roger.
Prove it. Come on. Don't be such a loser, Funny.
All right, take it. You can wear it for a while, but I want it back.
Relax, pal. You'll get it back after my biology test.
It's no big deal, Doug. Aside from having hat hair, everything's gonna be A-okay.
My hat. My hat was gone and I felt totally helpless. My life was doomed to failure. Help a guy down on his luck, ma'am? Well, how about you, sir? Buy some lucky socks?
Sure, kid. I'll buy a pair.
Huh? Oh, thank you, Mr. Klotz, sir.
It's the least I could do. After all, I'm a huge, mega, mega success. Thanks to my, lucky hat.
Without my hat, I felt fuzzy. My brain just didn't work right. Roger's brain, on the other hand, seemed to be doing just fine.
Yeah!
I hated not having my hat. I felt absolutely lost.
Doug? Are you okay?
You know, Patty, I really did believe my hat was lucky.
Just because you found a hat doesn't make you lucky, Doug.
But you don't understand, Patty. That hat found me. And everything that happened after that moment really did make me feel like a winner.
Doug, you're a winner with or without the hat.
Really?
Sure.
Wow.
Look at this! A D-minus! Oh, I got a D-minus! I actually passed the test! Funny, this hat has changed my life!
Oh, that's great, Roger. Congratulations.
By the way, forget about getting your hat back. I think I'll be hanging on to it for a long time. It looks better on me anyway. Hey! Come on, Funny. We've got to chase after it.
No. I'm going to let it go. I think it's somebody else's turn. I may never know if that hat really was lucky or not, but I'll always remember how it made me feel. And I'll be ready if it ever comes back. You never know when there'll be another windy day.